We miss him, but we're going to talk to him now. We're going to look through the window of baseball for Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors, and that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you today?
Good, good. Yeah, here come the Seattle Mariners. I think Jerry DePoto made like 78 trades in a week, and they're all transformed now.
Well, I'll tell you one thing. He's got to be happy about Drew Smyly.
Yes,
how about that?
Really good outing in the WBC. I mean, just when you're thinking, man, it sure wish they had Chris Sale out there or Bumgarner or Kershaw or whatever. And, yeah, Smyly really came up big. That was nice.
And Diaz, what about the closer? How about Bruce? What about set it up for last night? I don't know. I watched it. I came home from the Giant game and put it on late in the game. And holy cow, what an end of the game that was.
Yeah, well, Diaz comes out there to close it out. And he's got Posey, who hit a titanic home run earlier. He's throwing him almost nothing but fastballs. Posey took one of them that he was kicking himself. He didn't swing at. But finally, he strikes out Posey on a devastating slider that Posey must have missed by a foot. I think he also struck out Goldschmidt. You've got two guys on, and here comes Brandon Crawford, the last stand for the U.S., and just hammers a double to left center off this guy who's got his best stuff. It was really impressive. But then he strikes out Josh Harrison, and, just wow. a massive win for Puerto Rico.
I don't know how you feel about it, but, I mean, these finals are going to be something else. I mean, after tonight's game, first of all, you got the Dominican Republic of the U.S. playing for the spot. Then Japan is here, and the Netherlands. You've got Puerto Rico going. Holy cow. I mean, it's actually turned into something.
Yeah, I've been watching from the start. I've been taping every game and, you know, not watching everyone all the way through, but, you know, kind of seeing how all the runs were scored and whatever dramatic moments unfolded. And, just the four teams they have in San Diego alone is just staggering. I mean, the Puerto Ricans and the Dominicans are absolutely loaded. Venezuela had a good club. They didn't manage to get it done. And the U.S., you know, you can say what you want about guys that are missing, but that's a very, very good club also. And if they beat the Dominican tonight, they advance.
I know. And they're talking maybe if Samardzija may go and pitch one of the games. Now, Bruce, I've seen Samardzija pitch down here. I'm not so sure that's the greatest move in the world for him or for the U.S. I mean, he hasn't really been a compelling pitcher down here.
Yeah, that seems a little abrupt. I mean, you know, really at any time for him. If you say, well, we're going to bring in Bumgarner for this one. that would be a little different. We're going to bring in Scherzer. We think we want him to go here. I don't know if that's good. That doesn't sound right to me.
No, well, they're talking about Cueto again. Now, you know, this is Saturday, and the finals, you got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in L.A., and that's it. So Cueto really hasn't, we haven't really seen him stretch out yet. They're talking about bringing him to Los Angeles to pitch for the Dominican team. My personal opinion is I wouldn't want to see either Samardzija or Cueto get involved right now because these guys are playing for keeps right now.
Yeah, although when it comes to the Latin guys, it's a whole different mentality. You know, this is a bigger thing than Major League Baseball right now. Some of them say it's bigger than the World Series, which is kind of hard to imagine. But when you look into those dugouts and watch guys pouring out of the dugout after like a third inning RBI single, you know, I mean, the emotion is just completely off the charts. The devotion to their countries. It's a tremendous thing to witness, and nobody. I mean, have any of those guys turned down the chance to play? It seems like every team, especially the Dominicans, they've got everybody that they would want. And I could see Cueto wanting to stroll in there and pitch a few innings of Jim. But as you say, if you're the Giants, you're not crazy about him pitching a game that means so much and maybe overextending himself, you know, in the month of March.
Yeah, no. What I saw last night looked like a playoff game last night. The way Baez was diving all over the place, mm-hmm. and even watching Posey play and Crawford. That last at bat for Crawford, I mean, two strikes. And I kept saying, I've seen this before. If Diaz throws him a fastball, he's going to catch up to it. And then I don't know what happened in left field. Pagan and the center fielder were doing sort of a ballet move. I don't know what happened with the ball.
We've seen that before.
Really, but no one's really talked about that, but it was, I don't know. I thought it was a pretty good moment. Are there a couple of players that have jumped out at you, maybe that you've enjoyed watching in this thing so far?
Well, I mean, Javier Baez is not a mystery, you know, to anyone. But, you know, there were times early last season, you know, the Cubs wondering if they needed to trade him. They had so much talent stockpiled, and he was a little bit raw. And, you know, by the postseason, he was a terrific player. But he's got so much flair. He can hit a ball 500 feet. He's got the great arm. He made the hilarious phantom tag on the throw from Molina, where he was actually staring at Molina the entire time he caught the ball and made the tag. Like, yes, we've got this guy. I mean, I love Javier Baez. The guy's phenomenal. You know, Adam Jones has come up real big, clutch home runs for the U.S. And then you got a guy like Valentin for the Netherlands, who's a legend in Japan. He's got the home run record there. I think he's hit 60 over there one year, and he hit a bomb. And you know, Yoenis Cespedes' younger brother, forget exactly how you pronounce his name, but is a little sort of a smaller version of Yoenis, just a pocket power. You know, a really really compact swing. Great arm. He looks terrific. And, of course, the usual assortment of great infielders from the Netherlands, with Bogarts and Scope and Simmons and Gregorius. And it just goes on for me.
Yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
You know, oh, well, I love it. Bruce Jenkins with us. I like Yadier Molina.
Oh,
you know, Bruce, I don't know. You remember Carlton Fisk, how many times he would go out to the mound?
Yeah.
He would go out every other. He would walk out to the mound and settle the guy down, and it'd be like running the game. Gary Carter.
Yeah.
This Yadier Molina for me is a throwback to that catcher who says, "I am going to control this game and this pitcher, and I'm going to tell everybody what's going on." I love watching this guy play.
He's a god. He really is. He's a god in the big leagues, and he's especially so in Puerto Rico. I mean, he's. And he's like a little kid out there. You know, he's been around forever, but he's just so excited. He's got the blonde hair dyed like all the other guys, and he's throwing out runners. He's jacking, you know, RBI hits. And, you know, he and Posey are the men in the National League, and that's an every year thing. And I think it's going to be, you know, Posey's a little younger, maybe a little more spry, but once again, we're going to see that unfold this year, and we'll see how it comes out.
Yeah, very good. Bruce, we'll let you go with this one. We are at past St. Patrick's Day, you know, the grotto, and it was nuts here last night. You know, in Scottsdale, I'm sure the police had a lot of fun last night, and I think the first inebriated person was thrown out of the park at 4:02, someone tweeted. So, but it's always that day. After St. Patrick's Day, you kind of can feel the end coming, and Bruce Brochy said, "All right, I'd like to see you play a little better." And I remember when Pinella said that to Ichiro. He said, "Can you hit the ball out of the park?" And Ichiro, of course, had two home runs.
Yeah.
And Brochy sort of threw a little challenge down last night. Said, "Oh, I'd like to see it play a little bit better."
Yeah, and that's true. They haven't really blown anyone away, and it is time to kind of kick it in. It's certainly not for Posey or Crawford. I mean, those guys are pretty locked in right now, which is great to see, because you know they've been sort of forced to. I really think when opening day comes around, you know, you're going to see Pence and Belt and all the usual mainstays, you know, come through the rotations. It really does look very good. I think with the exception of Kane, who last night, once again, I don't know, Marty, I don't know how long you can go throwing 87-mile-an-hour fastballs without a lot of movement. I just don't know. I mean, he had threw some good breaking balls, some good change-ups. But he also got hit pretty hard, and it's kind of the same story. So that's going to be interesting. I have a feeling that they will let him start the season out of loyalty and patience, which is two of their great qualities, but I'm not sure how long it lasts.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And then, of course, the alternative, you know, Ty Block has got Beattie's going to pitch tomorrow. Has been terrific, but they don't stretch him out. But Ty Block's got to, you know, start going five innings and look like, you know, he can do that job. So my thought is, along with what you said, and most of the writers kind of surmised yesterday, that maybe Kane would start, see what happens, and then if it continues like this and can't go through the, as Greg Orr said, you got to go through the order twice.
Yeah.
You know, and you got to do that, and he has trouble doing that. He does. So I agree with you, and I'll say it again. If it wasn't the money, I don't think we'd have an issue right now.
No, that's really true. That's really true. And, you know, Block, he's kind of crafty. I think he would fit in well with the different looks you get from the Giants' rotation. You know, Lord knows Bumgarner and Cueto and Samardzija, really all of them have their distinct flair to them, and Block is kind of a little bit unique in his way. So to throw out five different looks as opposed to Kane, who's kind of at the end of the line, I think it'd be excellent.
Yeah, I think it's going to happen eventually. The Dodgers-Giants start, I think, April 24th to May 17th. I think it's 10 games. Yeah. And I just can't see Kane pitching any of those games. So we'll see.
We'll see what happens.
All right, have a great afternoon, and I'll talk to you tomorrow, Bruce. Thank you.
Great, Marty. Thanks, man.
All right, that is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. More coming up, KMBR 680, the sports leader.